In Acts chapter 27,
Paul
was to be carried to Rome for judgment. And they are sailing in a dangerous sea. And God spoke to Saul. He said, this trip is going to be with so much danger, even to the lives of people. And Saul rose up and said, let us not take that part, because I sense danger. And the expert, a sailor, stood up and told Paul, shut your mouth. What experience do you have in sailing the high sea? I have been in this job for almost all my life. Saul, don't talk. And Paul kept quiet. And they sailed. And the Bible says, while they were going, it seemed to them as though everything was all right. But when they got to the midst of it, the Bible says, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind. They were alarmed. And you know, the Bible says they began to throw things away. That same seller, that same experienced expert, started telling them what to do. And they did all of that. But it wasn't going down. And the Bible says that the ship broke into two. But in the midst of that, Paul stood up and said, if you had listened to me, we will not be facing what we are facing now. All the same, I hear another voice. And that voice said to me, there shall be no loss. Praise God. He said, I hear another voice. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. You know why? Verse 23. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Hallelujah. I heard the first voice, and the voice said, don't go through this part. And let me say this. I'm too sure that it was because of Paul that those men didn't die. May God use you as a savior to others. Amen. That as soon as you enter a vehicle, even though that vehicle was to have accident and everybody would die, only the tire will be busted and everybody will be alive because of you. Praise God. I'm sure that after Paul said to them, do not travel this route, and they insisted, he must have prayed. Say, God, I have done my part. Please save us by your mercy. You know why God saved them? It wasn't Paul that was driving. If it was him that was driving and disobeyed that instruction, nobody would be alive. But where he was, he didn't have control over. He can only give opinion. And so that's why sometimes a wife will say to the husband, let not do it. But because she doesn't have the power to control the husband's decision, the husband goes ahead to do it, and something evil will happen. And God will say, because it was not him that I talked to directly, because I talked to the wife, let me just save him and make only his eyes to see a little thing. Paul said, I hear another voice. There shall be no loss of life. And there was no loss of life. So, I don't know who is talking to you. I don't know whose voice that you are hearing now. But there is a voice of God in every matter that pertains to his children. If you are God's child, he's never quiet. If you are God's child, he has an opinion. Praise the Lord. As soon as those in authority speak, there are people that will just melt. There are people that will say, well, there is nothing we can do about it. But I make bold to say to you today, that regardless of the number of voices speaking today from whichever quarters and on whatever audacity and authority, there is still a place for the voice of God. There is still a place for the voice of God in your life. There's still a place for the voice of God in your situation. There's still a place for the voice of God in whatever you are going through. There is still a place for the voice of God. And please, may you allow that voice to be loud. May you allow that voice to be audible. They have said 2 weeks' time, it will be over. And you are waiting and watching. And say, God, Won't you show up? God, won't you do something? 2 weeks have come. God has not said anything, but he has already manifested his opinion. And the people that gave you 2 weeks will go to bed, only to remember 2 years after that they gave you 2 weeks. Praise God. And before they arrive, you were already ready for them. God has not stopped speaking. God has not stopped speaking to men about nation. He hasn't stopped speaking about families. For instance, whatever is happening in Nigeria today, God's opinion is there. God's voice is there. He still has his voice. He's saying something to the people that care to listen to him. Praise God. And let me also say this. There are times that God will say something to you and he doesn't expect you to say it to another person. He says it to you for your safety. He says it to you so that you can keep it within yourself. But a lot of time, the problem of so many believers is their mouth. Because there are some things God has said to you that you are not expected to tell another person, but you put it on the pages of newspaper. What are you looking for? Popularity. So that when it will happen, they will know I am the one that said it. And as soon as you put it on the pages of newspaper, God withdraws from it. Because you can only say it, but he will bring the manifestation. Praise God. He withdraws from it. And you find yourself empty. And then people will begin to ask you, but you said God said it. And then you return to God and say, God, you said it. I heard it clearly. I heard you. And God will say, yes, I said it, but I didn't say you should say it. And so as soon as you said it, you lost my authority. As soon as you said it, you lost the power for manifestation. But there are certain other things that God will say and expect you to proclaim it to the ears of people. Proclaim it and say to them, God said that soon I will be rich. God said that soon I will wake out of this hospital bed. God said that soon I will be a mother of children. God said it. He's still speaking to families. He's still speaking about situation. God is still speaking to issues. God is still addressing situations. The voice of God is the only authentic voice as far as conclusion about matters on earth and heaven is concerned. The voice of God is the only authentic voice as far as conclusions about matters here on earth and matters in heaven is concerned. He is your only authentic voice. I don't know who has concluded matters on you. They said this way, the way you are looking, I don't think anything is going to come out good in your life. Forget about it. That's your teacher's opinion. Get to God and say, God, what do you have to say? It's not every child that you see as a weakling today that will grow up to become a weakling in the future. There are some children that were never given opportunities and were never given any chance. But such children today are the voices of men that we are hearing. So it is only the voice of God that is the authentic voice to conclude a matter. So if he hasn't concluded, let no man conclude your matter. Praise the Lord. Let no expert conclude it. If God says, I'm still working on your matter, my dear, you can go to bed. He's still working on your matter. He hasn't finished yet. He's still doing something. He's still working out something. Why God is still working out, he may not be talking, but he has talked. Jesus said to them when they came and told him, Lazarus is sick. Jesus said, that sickness will not kill him. And he started walking in something. And the devil showed up and killed Lazarus. And I'm sure that some people would have said, but you said this sickness will not kill him. And you know the answer of God. God would have said it wasn't the sickness that killed him. It is the devil that killed him. And because the devil killed him without my authority, I'm getting back to bring him back to life. Praise God. So let no man conclude yet. Because God is still speaking. Would you like to hear what he's saying about you today? Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24 to 28. God is still speaking about men, is still speaking about people's issues. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. Now, I'm sure that between your father and your uncle, your father knows you better than your uncle, three of us. Now follow me. Between your father and your uncle, I mean the father you have been living with, your father knows you better than your uncle. Why do you think he knows you better than your uncle? Because you've been living with him right from your first day on the earth. Praise God. So your father knows you. Between your uncle and your neighbor may know you better than your uncle. Your uncle may be far, but your neighbor stays around your neighborhood, so he knows you. So when there is anyone that have to say something about you, I think your father has more right. Your father has more knowledge-based information about you than any other person. Oh, come on. I read the particular biography or autobiography of one of the scientists. I can't remember his name now. He went to school and his teachers looked at him after a period in school and said, "This man is not good for anything. You can't even teach him. He can't even understand." So they sent him out of school. And when he went home, the mother came to the teacher and said, "What is the matter? Why did you send my child away?" And the teacher said to the mother, "This your child is not a school type. I'm not sure this your child has brain. Nobody can teach this child." And the mother went home and told the boy, "Your teacher said they can't teach you, but I've taken the responsibility to teach you." And the mother started teaching him at home. And that boy became one of the renowned scientists that his work is still known in the world today. The mother said, "Others may not see any reason to teach you, but I am going to teach you." And she taught him, and he became renowned in the world. Praise God. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the one that formed thee from the womb." I'm talking about the God that carried instrument together. He brought all your parts. Decided that a brown eyes will be suitable for you. Gave you a brown eyes. Decided that a brown hair will be suitable for you. Gave you a brown hair. Decided that a light skin will be good for you. He gave you the light skin. That is the one whose voice you are hearing. He said, "I am your Redeemer. I am the one that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth for the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself." And now listen to what he has to say in verse 25. He said, "I frustrate the tokens of the liars, and I make diviners mad. I turn their wise men backward, and I make their knowledge foolish." Hallelujah. This is his voice. He frustrated the tokens of the liars. Are you here and people are lying against you? They are saying some things because they have the ears of your superior. They say, "That woman is not a good person. That man is not a good person." And every day you go to work, instead of favor, it is complaint here and there. God says, "I will frustrate the token of the liars. And I will make diviners." Diviners are people that use means, that use medium, that use charm. God said, "I will make diviners to become mad." Not mad in the sense of them tearing their clothes and walking naked. Mad in the sense of, "I have done everything to have hurt him. How come he escaped?" You know, when somebody say, I am mad. Not that the person is mad, but he cannot believe why this thing happened after everything he did. God said, "I will make diviners mad." In other words, they will do all the divination. Do all the things that they say they do. They say, when you carry his picture, call his name 7 times and drop the picture on the ground, sit on it 7 times. As soon as you do that, he will go mad, and the person carries your picture. I mean your real picture. You couldn't stop him from taking a snapshot of you. You couldn't stop him from stealing your picture. So he got the picture and was excited, because the hardest thing he thought was how to get your picture. But somehow, the hardest thing was done. He got the picture and got back to the medicine man. And the medicine man said, "If you can get his picture, It is a settled matter. And he said, now I've gotten the picture. They said, you are going to call his name 7 times, sit on it 7 times, and then leave it. Whatever you wish will happen. And they do all the abracadabra. After that, calling your name 7 times and sitting on your picture 7 times is waiting to see you run out of your house, stark naked, only for you to be the one to come and tap at his door and say, neighbor, you never wake. You need a sleep tail like this. And he slept for too long. He slept for too long because he spent the night to do abracadabra against you, waiting that your mad noise will be what will wake him. But you will be the one to wake up and knock and say, neighbor, won't you go to work today? Have you not woken? And he opened his eyes and said, good morning. And then he goes back to the house. He's mad. He said, I did all the assignment. I called his name 7 times. I sat on it 7 times. In fact, I sat with my 2 bum bum. I make sure that I sat on it. What has happened? God has made the diviners to be mad. And I declare that everyone that is calling your name for evil, let them do it 14 times. Let them do it 21 times. On the mountain, inside the water, in the sea, they will end up frustrated in the name of Jesus. He said, he make the diviners mad and turned their wise men backward. They said, this man is a wise man. He turned their wise men backward and made their knowledge foolish. Verse 26. He confirmed the word of his servant. I declare today, I am a servant of God. I know it. The Bible says he confirmed the word of his servant. I stand today and I declare what I will say over you. Let heaven confirm it. I declare that you are blessed. I declare that you are fruitful. I declare that you are healed. I declare that you are lifted. I declare promotion for you. I declare open door for you. Can I hear you shout aloud? Amen. He confirmed the words of his servant and performed the counsel of his messengers. I'd like you to take note of the word perform. Performance means action. The Bible says he performed the counsel of his messengers and said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. And said to the cities of Judah, you shall be built. And said, I will raise up the decayed places thereof. And verse 27. That said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. 28. That said of Cyrus, he is my serpent and shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. When Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple, he never believed the temple's foundation would be laid. But God said to Jerusalem, he said, your temple shall be built and your foundation shall be laid. And I dare to say to you, you that they have said you will not build, I dare to say to you, you will build. Come on, you that they said that you started a building but that you will never complete it, I dare to say to you that your building will be completed. You that they have said that is the sickness that will take you to your grave, I dare to say to you that you are coming out of that sickness. Did I hear you shout amen? There is no argument when he speaks. He is still speaking for his people. He spoke in the beginning when there was shapelessness and confusion over the earth. He created light and light came. In Genesis 1 verse 1 to 3, he spoke in the beginning. He spoke when Miriam chided and scolded Moses. He spoke to Miriam and said, why did you talk to my servant like that? Are you not afraid? In the book of Numbers, chapter 12 verse 1 to 9. He spoke when Miriam scolded Moses without respect to his office. And he spoke and brought correction. Now I declare to you today that everywhere that people are oppressing you,
because they have the power against you. They have the power over you. There is no one to speak. After all, you are the small child. After all, you are the least one that was employed. The Bible said God spoke to Miriam. He said, Miriam, come up now. Were you not afraid to talk to Moses, my servant, like that? I pray that the voice of God will enter an office because of you. The voice of God will enter a compound because of you. The voice of God will enter a community because of you. The voice of God will speak where your voice cannot be heard. In the name of Jesus, he spoke.
He said, Miriam, keep quiet. And when he was through with Miriam, Miriam learned how not to insult a man that was God's servant.
He spoke out when Cain killed Abel, his brother, and thought he has covered it. Cain killed Abel, covered his body under the ground, and was looking for the story to go and tell his parents. And suddenly, God spoke and said, Cain, I know what you have done, and I'm praying for you here that your own shall not be like Abel. Before they kill you, God will speak. Oh, come on, come on. Before they kill you, God will speak. Before that arrow will pierce your heart, God will speak. Before you will match the time, God will speak. He said, Cain, where's your brother? His voice will come before your enemies will hurt you. He spoke when Isaac was to depart from his place of glory due to famine. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 3 to 6, he said to Isaac, don't go anywhere. Stay here. Stay here, for I am going to bless you here. So God is still speaking. If there is anyone here, that situation wants to move you away from your place of blessing, you will hear the voice of the Lord. And the voice of the Lord will say, stay there.
The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. He can keep you in your place of blessing. He can keep you in your place of protection.
He spoke when some angry priests almost denied a woman healing. Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 17. Some priests in the church, some pastors, some prophets almost denied a woman healing.
You know, these days, some people are even more afraid of prophets and prophetesses than they are afraid of native doctors. Because I've heard some people say, no, I don't want to do it so that he will not do a bad assignment against me. Now, do you now know that some prophet and prophetesses are doing bad assignment? Oh, you have not heard it before. Come on, I've heard it many times. They said, no, so that she will not do bad assignment for me. So, they also know how to do bad assignment. And there were some priests in Luke chapter 13, can we see that? That almost denied a woman her healing. But Jesus spoke and said to them, how many of you here will have your animal fall into a gutter on the Sabbath day and yet you will keep quiet? He said, ought not this daughter of Abraham to have been delivered from this infirmity? These 18 years. 18 years she's coming to church like this and giving offering. Pastor, provided she gives offering, it doesn't matter. 18 years.
The woman could not stand up. But one day Jesus showed up and said, Woman, stand up. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bound together and could in no wise lift up herself. And in the next verse, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Now look at the response. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Verse 14. Someone here, you will soon glorify God. The ruler of the synagogue, the administrator of the church, instead of shouting hallelujah, instead of jumping up to praise God,
it is when God gives you a breakthrough that you will know who your true friends are. Prosperity and success will reveal to you two things: your real enemies and your true friends. Now that you are trekking with them, they can just be palling. When God lifts you above them, you see their attitude.
The ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus has healed on the Sabbath day. Anybody that will not say praise God, anybody that will not say thank God when God gives me my breakthrough, may God ship that person away. Because that Jesus has healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to walk. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Can you imagine? The man rose up and said, he wanted to stop further healing. He said, there are 6 days for people to walk. Not today. Come with your sickness on that day, not on this day. I pray for you today. Every voice that is about to deny you your next level. Anybody that would have spoken, and because of that, what was to be given to you is dropped down. May that voice be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. Labo Shataya, may that voice be quiet. You don't know that there are some times that they have prepared something for you, good thing. But just before they gave it to you, somebody showed up and said, let us not give it to him now. Let's leave it till next year. And the person that brought the thing will take it back. Today, I am speaking on your behalf. Every time a good thing has your name, that thing must be delivered to your address. You didn't say amen. That thing must be delivered to your address. That thing must be delivered to your address. And I see someone here, something good had already been prepared 3 months ago, 3 months ago. Before now, it's supposed to have arrived. But somehow, there are voices that are still keeping it. I prophesy today, standing in the place of the anointing, and I command your 3 months ago blessing be released, be released, be released, be released. Somebody receive it. Receive it. It will come. Help me tell your neighbor, settled. He spoke against the wind on the sea, and it obeyed him. In Mark chapter 4, verse 36 to 39, he spoke to the tomb of Lazarus, and the power of death released Lazarus. In John chapter 11, verse 43 to 44, he spoke to the woman, or for the woman that was caught in adultery and averted her death sentence. In John chapter 8, verse 7 to 11, he spoke. They brought the woman before him and said, this woman has been caught in the very act of adultery. And the law of Moses stipulates death by stoning. And we have come so that you can give us the final order to stone him. This is my stone. This is our stone. And Jesus looked at them and spoke, he that has not committed a sin before, let him be the first to cast the stone. He spoke, and he went back and started writing. And everyone that came with their stone of judgment started dropping their stone one way or the other. And the Bible said they dropped the stone and they left the woman. Just one word delivered the woman from the death of the law. I stand today, every law in your community, every law in your place that your fathers have gone against, that may be haunting you today, I speak a word that you are delivered. 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 Listen to me. Whether you come from a family where they said your father is an Osu or your mother is whatever, and because of that there are certain things that you cannot have, I stand here today by the authority of the owner of heaven and earth. Whatever right your community refuse you, let that right be released to you. Let that right be released to you. The brothers of Joseph said to Joseph, we cannot be alive in our father's house and watch you become a king over us. Rather than have you be a king, rather than have you rule over us, we are going to kill you, or we are going to sell you out. They sold him out because they never wanted Joseph to be a Lord in the midst of 13 people. But God said, well, what they never wanted to happen for 13, I am going to make it happen for 13 million. They didn't want you to be the king over the 13 of them. I will make you to be a king over 13 million people. And God raised Joseph up in the land of Egypt, and he became a king and a Lord, not just to his brothers. He was a Lord to all the strangers. And those same 13 people went and bowed down to him. I say to you, what they stopped you from becoming in the first company that you were working at, where you are going next, God will make you become it. Don't give up yet. Don't consult other mediums yet. Wait and hear him. He surely has a word for you. In that thing you are going through, he has a word for you. He has a word for those who are challenging you. He has a word for those who are opposing you. There are those that said you will not marry. Let them wait. Very soon you will give them your card. There are those that say you will not build a house. Let them wait. Very soon you will start a foundation. The reason is because God is still speaking. God is still saying something. He hasn't stopped yet. He spoke to Ahimelech in Genesis chapter 26-7. When Ahimelech took Sarah, God showed up at night and said, if you don't return this woman, by tomorrow morning, you will be a dead man. And Abimelech was shaking on the bed. He was waiting for 5 a.m. As soon as it was 5 a.m., Abimelech carried Sarah and said, you are a trouble to my life. I pray that whatever belonging to you that is in the custody of your enemy, that thing shall become a trouble for them. That thing shall become a trouble for them. That thing shall become a trouble for them. That thing shall become a trouble to them. They will release it. They will release it. Fire. God said to Ahimelech, tomorrow morning, you will be a dead man. And Ahimelech carried Sarah. I'm sure maybe Abraham was in the house in the morning. And said, God, thank you that you allowed them to take only Sarah and they didn't kill me. Oh God, please give me another wife. Console Sarah wherever she is. You know I love her, but now that they have taken her, God, give me another wife. While Abraham is praying for another, God showed up. And he heard a knock on his door. And when he opened, it was Sarah. God said, you don't need to ask for another. What you had before and they took it by force, I am bringing it back to you by choice. I am bringing it back to you by choice. And I declare that whatever is belonging to you again, that somebody is still holding. And let me say this, any man that is sitting on your position, let the angels of God remove him there now. I said, let the angels of God remove him there now. Anybody occupying where you ought to be, let the person be removed. Be removed. Can you jump up and shout amen three times? One, two, three. Settled. Settled. I say settled. I say settled. Soon they will come to beg you to come and collect it. What you were begging them for, they will come and beg you and say, you can come and have it. Did you say amen now? I said, did you say amen? I see God dropping something for someone here. Your long-awaited miracle, your long-awaited promotion, your long-awaited news, the hand of the Lord is dropping it. He spoke to Laban and he changed his mind. Genesis 31 verse 24 to 29. I'll read that before I conclude. He spoke to Laban and Laban changed his mind. Oh my God. Jacob had taken off and said, I have stayed too long in this your house. I need to go and start having my things. You know there are some ogres that doesn't want their own servant to be free. You have finished working for 7 years and they still want you to stay on. And Jacob took off and ran away. And when Laban came back, Laban was angry. And Laban prepared his men in Genesis chapter 31 and pursued after Jacob. The heart of Laban was boiling. He said, if I will get to Jacob, I will deal with him. But guess what happened? God came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream by night and said to him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. God came and said, Laban, I know the wickedness in your heart, but make sure that when you get to him, you will not say anything good or bad. Look at verse 29. Now, Laban pursued after Jacob with the intention to harm him. He said, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the God of your father spoke unto me yesterday night. It is in the power of my hand to do you evil, but the God of your father. Do you have a father? In case you don't have a father, I'd like to introduce myself as your father, and I know that I have a God. My God will speak to your enemy. My God, my God, my God will speak to your enemy. He said, the God of your father spoke to me yesterday night, saying, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. The God of your father appeared to me and said to me, Laban, when you reach him, don't do anything good or bad. So when you go, don't do anything good or bad. Mean when you go there, become mumu. Just look at him like that. And Jacob said, oh God, what happened? I'm just looking at him. Oh God, talk now. The God of your father said, I should not talk. Every word that will bring pain to you, that word will not come out. I said, that word will not come out. That word will not come out. Are you excited today? Something good is about to happen. He can speak through men. He can speak through animals. He can speak through objects. He can speak through situations. Sometimes he speaks with a still small voice. Some other times he thunders with many thunderings. He spoke yesterday. He's speaking now. He will yet speak after now. When Abraham lost hope of having a son and was contemplating adopting Eliezer, God spoke Abraham into becoming a father. When Moses and Israel didn't know what to do in the face of the Red Sea, God spoke direction by instruction. He spoke to Joseph while he was secretly planning to do away with Mary, the mother of Jesus. God spoke to Joseph and said, do not send that woman away. Anyone that is planning to sack you, God will go to that MD and say, don't sack him. The MD will say, but I need to sack somebody. God will say, sack this one. You see that man that is always smiling at you, sack him. Praise God. You don't believe what I'm saying? And your MD will wake up in the morning. He will send him to buy biscuit. When he comes back, he said, I'm sorry to inform you that you are fired. Oh God, but now me they buy biscuit for you. He said, the situation is beyond my control. I declare that is what will happen because of you. I said that is what will happen because of you. They will be thinking that you are the next to go, but they don't know that you will be the last to leave that place. Because they don't like you. Because you don't have any relationship with the MD. Because you don't come from Riverside. So they are thinking that when they are sucking people, you will be the one to go. But I have come to announce to you that even people that come from the same state with the MD will leave, but you are still there. You are still there. You are still